Good morning. Thank you. I know I'm a bit short, but actually I need it a little bit higher to be able to see. Good morning, everyone. Yay, brilliant. Good morning if you're joining us at home as well on the live stream. I'm really excited to share with you and to speak with you today and share with you what's on my heart. And I want to start off by talking to you. So it's a bit of a Mary Jane moment, okay, this morning. Something that I really don't know much about, okay? Muscles. Okay, I want to talk to you this morning about muscles. Now, I'm not really one of those people that's, I don't go training and doing anything like that, but I want to share a little story about my own muscles. You see, for quite a few years, I will have odd moments where I end up with some lower back pain, and I'll kind of be all right for a few months, and then for some reason, I'll really suffer, and it'll be painful for a few days, have to rest, take some pain relief. And it's been on and off like that for quite a few years. And then just before lockdown last year, had quite a bad bout of it. And I'd kind of reached a point of like, I've had enough of this. So I rang the doctors and had a chat with someone there. They prescribed some different pain relief, but also referred me to physio. I thought, brilliant, at last, I'm going to get somebody to tell me what's going on here. And I saw my physio once, and then obviously we went into lockdown. But when I went, he did various things, and at the end, he said that what it was I had muscle fatigue. I had muscle fatigue because he said what was happening is I was using all my back muscles to do the work rather than my core muscle. And so what was happening is my muscle had reached a point of, we're done, and I was then getting really bad pain. So I had muscle fatigue. And so he gave me exercise and said what I needed to do was to strengthen my core muscle. I had to start to concentrate on this area. So he gave me different exercises. I don't know what you're like. I'm a bit hit and miss when it comes to exercises. So I was quite intent for, you know, a few months. I probably, as I've been reminded about all of this, it's reminded me I probably need to go and do some more strengthening of my core muscles. But the key is that I needed to strengthen my core muscle. And I kind of this week, as I've been preparing, had a little look, you know, what do we mean by core muscle? See, I'm not very good. I don't know what all the muscles are in the body. I know in lockdown, Lucy did science and they had to name some of the muscles. Biceps, triceps, that's about it. That's as far as I get, really. And some of you might be better than me at knowing our core muscles, but it's a whole load of muscles, okay? Pelvic floor muscles, transversus, abdominis, multifidus, what's the multifidus, don't know. Internal, external obliques. I've heard of obliques. I think, are they like these bits? I don't know. Someone's nodding at me, okay. So you can tell, I just really don't know when it comes to this kind of thing. But basically our core is this whole load of muscles around here. And I kind of just Googled, you know, what's the function of core muscles? And this is some of the stuff I read. These muscles act to stabilize your spine, providing a firm support for all the activities we do. They transfer force through your body and prevent us from having undesired back, hip, knee, and even neck pain. And I also read this, having a strong, stable core helps us to prevent injuries and allows us to perform at our best. The core is the center of our body. It functions to stabilize the trunk. This morning, I want us to think of our faith as that core. Our faith is the core muscle. Our faith is the center of who we are. Just like our core muscle is the center of our body, our faith is the center of who we are. This morning, I want us to think about our faith muscle. Our faith muscle is what will stabilize us. It's the core that will give us firm support. This is the center of us, our faith muscle. And you know, this morning, I wonder though, how many of us are suffering with muscle fatigue, just like I was suffering with muscle fatigue. How many of us, I wonder, are maybe going through life relying on our back muscles? How many of us are relying on something else other than our core. We're relying on something else other than our faith in Jesus. We might be going through life relying on the muscle of self-sufficiency. Maybe it's the muscle of control. It might be the muscle of independence, the muscle of perfection, the muscle of knowledge and expertise, the muscle of doing it the world does. You know, if I had a little diagram, I'd be almost putting all these back muscles. We're using our back muscles. We're relying. The list could go on. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe right now you're going, actually, yeah, I'm relying. I'm trying to do life with a different muscle, with my back muscles. But what happens? We end up with muscle fatigue. We end up with muscle fatigue. Do you know, my body was not designed for my back to do all the work. That's not the way we're designed. We're designed for the core muscles to do the work. My core muscles are the ones to be the strength, to give the support. And you know, in the same way, God designed us so that it would be our faith muscle that we lived by. He didn't design us to do life by our independence, by the way the world does it, by our self-sufficiency, by all these other things. I wonder if that's you this morning. You might even be sat there thinking, yeah, I've got muscle fatigue. Because you've been going through life relying on something else, relying on something else other than your faith, your core muscle. Do you know, when I saw the physio and he said, you know, my back had been doing all the work, I didn't know that. I didn't have a clue. It's just the way that I functioned. I'd just fallen into, without realizing, my back was doing all the work. And you know, I think that can be the same for us. Without realizing, we can almost fall into relying on other things, other muscles. We're relying on other things. And you might even be sat there thinking, oh, I didn't even realize I was doing that. Didn't even realize. Do you know, my physio gave me exercises and he said, right, I need to really concentrate on my core. I needed to really think about strengthening it. I needed to concentrate and think about my core muscle as I was doing something. Even he said, you know, if you're just going and reaching in the cupboard and taking a cup out, I had to think about using my core muscle for doing that. I was a bit like, what? I'm just thinking about having a cup of tea when I take the cup out. But I had to really concentrate. He was telling me, concentrate, think about it, focus on it. We need to do this. We need to concentrate on our faith muscle. We need to lean into our faith muscle. That's the challenge this morning. That's the thing I want you to take away today, about leaning into our faith muscle. We need to lean into it. Just like I needed to grow and strengthen my core muscle, we need to grow and strengthen our faith. In Colossians 2 verse 7, it says this, let your roots grow down into him, being Jesus, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong. That's what we want. That's what the Bible tells us, for our faith to grow strong. Do you know, in Romans 4:20, it talks about Abraham. And it says this, Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. The Bible talks about the importance of our faith in Jesus, and it talks about us growing in our faith. This is important here. This is what we need to be doing. So we need to be leaning into our faith muscle to strengthen it and to increase our faith muscle. Now, you might, at the thought of faith, I reckon you might yourselves be thinking of various different verses in the Bible. Obviously, the natural one we think about is Hebrews 11. Talks a lot there about different people of faith, different people that leaned into that faith muscle. Do you know what? There are so many verses about faith. I have to tell you, when I was preparing and I looked at my notes, I was like, oh dear, we could be here a few hours. Because I wanted to share every single verse. There are so many verses. So I'm not going to be touching on loads of them. Go away yourself. I'm not even going to be talking about Hebrews 11. Go away and look at that yourself. But I want to take you to a different passage today for us to look at, to understand a bit more about leaning into our faith muscle. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 5. So I think it's going to come up on the screen as well. If you've got your Bibles, if you've got your Bible app, feel free to get this ready. So Luke chapter 5, and I'm just going to read through. We're going to go verses 1 to 11. Here we go. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." And this time their nets were so full of fish they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. Now, I want us to just take a few moments to look at this story. And I want to just pull out a few couple of things. In verse 4, so we get here that Jesus says to Peter, Simon Peter, I'll refer to him probably as Peter because I find that easier. So Simon, which is Peter, said to him, he said, "Now go out where it's deep and let down your nets to catch some fish." Now he's saying to Simon Peter, he is a fisherman. He is an expert. He knows the deal. He knows his stuff here. And you get this little response, "Master, but we've worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing." They didn't catch anything. And then we get this, "But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." Even though Peter, an experienced fisherman, knew, well, we fished and we didn't catch anything, but he did what Jesus said. In this moment, we see that Peter had this little bit of faith. Now, we need to remember at this point, he's Simon. It's later on he gets his name changed to Peter. He's Simon. He's not been called yet to follow Jesus. This is this point. What he knows about Jesus is quite small at this point. He has seen Jesus heal his mother-in-law. We get that just before. But actually, he doesn't know much about Jesus. So his faith, it's like the starting of his faith. It's quite small in this moment, but he trusted Jesus' word and he let the net down. He trusted Jesus' word more than his perceptions. He trusted Jesus' words more than his own expertise. And let's face it, he was an expert in the area of fishing. Do you know, he could have actually leaned into his back muscle of, "I'm a fisherman, I know, we've been there, we've done it, I'm not going again, it's not going to happen." But he didn't. Peter said, "If you say so, I'll let the nets down again." You know, in other versions, it says this, it says, "But at your word, I will let the nets down." At your word, Jesus, I will let the nets down. That is Peter's little moment of leaning in to this little bit of faith, leaning in and just saying, "Okay, Jesus, at your word." And this morning, I wonder what it is that maybe Jesus is saying to you to do, and you need to say, "Okay, at your word, Jesus, I'm going to let the nets down. At your word, Jesus, at your word." doesn't make sense. You've almost, I really believe that some of us here need to hear this, and that actually somebody needs to know. Jesus saying, don't rely on your back muscles. Don't rely on what everything else is saying to you, but what is Jesus saying? And lean in to that bit of faith and say, at your word, I will. Because do you know what as well? Our faith is increased when we respond in that way. Our faith is increased when we say yes to Jesus. Our faith is increased and strengthened as we do what he tells us to do. So we get Peter leaning in to this little bit of faith, puts the nets down, and then we get this miracle. This miracle that means, whoa, there's so many fish, the nets are breaking, we've got to pull everybody in, they're hauling it all in. And then I want us to look at the response afterwards, where we get verse 8, and it says, when Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, oh Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you. Do you know those words when he realized? Do you know, I don't think he stood there realizing, oh, there were fish there all along. They must have been hiding. That was not his realization. His realization wasn't, oh, clearly I'm not as good a fisherman as I thought I was. Okay, that was not his realization here. I wonder actually how many times our response is that. This isn't in my notes, but just as I'm standing here, I'm thinking, I think maybe mine is. When actually God does something, we actually maybe think, oh, well, maybe I wasn't as good as I thought I was. Oh, maybe I got that all wrong then because the result is different. But actually, what was his realization? His realization was in who Jesus was. He had a revelation of seeing, wow, Jesus put those fish in that net. Jesus had the power to do that when, expertly speaking, it was not possible. His realization was of Jesus, a revelation moment of who he was and how nothing was impossible for Jesus. And what was his reaction? Fall on his knees. I love that. I love that. A fall on his knees of worship, surrender, adoration. But I also think he had another realization, a realization of himself, because he said, oh, Lord, please leave me. I'm a sinner. He had a realization of who he was, a realization of his own sin, his own unbelief, maybe, his own lack of faith, maybe, a realization of who he was. But isn't it great that Jesus' response was actually to encourage him and say, don't be afraid. He's going, no. I'm not leaving you. He's almost going, come closer. And he gives him this charge, doesn't he? From now on, you'll be fishing for people. Wow. Something that he would need to lean into his faith even more. Something that would increase his faith more and more. Do you know what? I really don't think that Peter's faith would have been the same at the end of this story as it was at the beginning of this story. Peter started off by just leaning in with that little bit of faith he had. And as a result, a miracle happens. As a result, he has a revelation of Jesus. As a result, he draws closer to Jesus. As a result, Jesus gives him an even bigger task. Wow. I reckon his faith was increased by the end of that. All because he chose. I wonder what that story would have been like if he at the beginning went, I'm going to rely on my back muscle. No, Jesus, there's no fish in there. We've done it. None of that would have happened. None of that would have happened. What if we chose to be like Peter? What if we chose to just lean into the little bit of faith muscle that we have? What if we chose to lay down our nets where he tells us to? What if? I love, too, that in this story, we get others involved. All these people that came along and helped haul the fish in. James and John were there. Do you know what? I reckon their faith was increased, too. Because they saw it. Because they heard. Their faith was increased as well. Do you know what I want us to remember too? That we increase each other's faith. Do you know what? Just by you being here today, increases your faith. You might have actually had to lean into your faith muscle a bit just to get here today. Do you know what? It was worth it. Okay, it was worth it. If you're joining at home, you might have had to lean into your faith muscle just to watch this, to go, actually, I'm going to sit down and join in with this service. I'm not going to go and do all the jobs. I'm going to focus on this. You've leaned into your faith muscle, but do you know what it does? It strengthens our faith. Being here today, I don't know about you, but me, it strengthens my faith. It strengthens our faith. Do you know what? Going and being with other people, going to your connect group, it will strengthen your faith. It will increase your faith. Sharing testimony with each other will strengthen and increase our faith. I loved it last week when Jill, I don't know if she's here today, but Jill came and she shared testimony. And I ended up going, yes, yes. Do you ever find that when someone's saying something, your spirit, you're going, yes, yes, yes. That's increasing your faith. We increase each other's faith. We are important to each other for that. In Acts, the new church, we read of it all the time. That's what they did. They went about strengthening each other. In Acts 15, 32, it says this, then Judas and Silas, both being prophets, spoke at length to the believers, encouraging and strengthening their faith. It's what the early church did. It's what we're to do as church, to strengthen and increase each other's faith. I'd like us to jump a bit further on in Luke, and we're going to look at one other little passage. We're going to jump to Luke chapter 17, verses 5 to 6. I think these ones might come up as well. And you might, as we've been talking about faith, you might have thought about that classic verses about faith as small as a mustard seed. And I want to read these verses. It's slightly different. There's different references to it in the Gospels, but this was the one that I want us to look at today. In Luke 17, verses 5, it says, the apostles said to the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. And the Lord answered, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and thrown into the sea, and it would obey you. Do you know what I love to begin with is the disciples there going, increase our faith, show us how, show us how. It's like this eagerness. I love that. Are you eager? Are you there going, yeah, increase my faith, increase my faith. I know it's my heart. I'm always just going, oh God, increase, increase. I love this yearning that they have. And then I love these few verses and slightly different ones here. It talks about a mulberry bush being uprooted. In others, it talks about faith small as mustard seed can move mountains, okay? And in them saying to Jesus, well, come on, show us how, these are the words that he comes back with. And you know, what Jesus is actually doing here is he's actually telling the disciples, it's actually not about the quantity of your faith. It's not about the size of your faith. It's actually about who your faith is in. It's about who your faith is in. Because you see, it's God who will uproot the mulberry bush. It's God who will put the fish in the net. It's God who will move the mountains. A little faith in a big God can do incredible things. We've sung about it. Sarah Cameron said, you know, we've sung about who he is. Jesus here is reminding them, this is who your faith is in. This is who your faith is in. Do you know, we need to remember who our faith is in. It's not in ourselves. It's not in ourselves. It is in him. It is in a God who created the heavens and the earth. It's in a God who sent Jesus to die for us. It's in a God who's defeated death. It's in a God who can do the impossible. Yes? Are you with me this morning? This is the God that we have faith in. And Jesus is saying, if you just had a little faith, you just need to be like Peter. You just need to lean in to the little bit of faith you have, because it's God who's going to do it. It is God who's going to uproot the mulberry bush. It is him. It is him. It is him. We need to lean into our faith muscle. Do you know what? I don't know about you. I've done this, but we often go, I haven't quite got enough faith for that. I haven't got enough faith for that. when I've got a bit more faith, then I'll do that, God. That's not what he's saying here. Yes, our faith is to be increased, but we've already seen through Peter, when we lean into that little bit of faith we have, that's when our faith will increase, because then we'll see God move and it'll make us go, wow, God, you can do that. Okay, I'm going to start leaning in more, increasing, increasing. Do you know what I love as well is in Luke, is just before Jesus says these words, in verses 1 to 4, that Jesus is teaching the disciples about forgiveness. And actually, he talks about, in verse 4, 3 to 4, if another believer sins, rebuke that person, even then if that, if another believer sins, rebuke that person, then if there's repentance, forgive. Even if that person wrongs you 7 times a day and each time turns again and asks forgiveness, you must forgive. And it's interesting that this is what Jesus is saying, and then the disciples go, oh, God, increase our faith. Because I reckon the disciples were stood there going, oh, wow, that's a massive task. Not sure I've got enough faith for that. Jesus' task to forgive, they were like, whoa. But what does he say? He says that just a little bit of faith, and that can be uprooted. Do you know, I didn't find out much about a mulberry tree, but apparently a mulberry tree has really deep, really strong roots. It's really hard to get out. Don't know because I've never tried, but apparently so. A mulberry tree, his roots are so strong, so deep. But Jesus is saying that he can uproot it. And you know, I've talked this morning about leaning into our faith muscle for those miracles, but also we need to lean into our faith muscle to see things uprooted. We need to lean into our faith muscle. You might find that at the moment you're going, you've got unforgiveness that is rooted so deep in you, a bitterness over something that's rooted so deep, hurt that is rooted so deep, and you've been going, when I've got a bit more faith, God, I haven't got enough faith for that to be uprooted. That's not what he's saying this morning, because God can uproot it. Jesus can uproot it. All you've got to do is lean into your little bit of faith that you have and watch him do the rest. He can uproot whatever it is. He can uproot. I really believe this morning that this is specific for someone, be it here or at home, that you are feeling something is so deep rooted. And Jesus this morning is saying, I can uproot it. And all he's asking you to do is lean into your faith muscle. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for your faith to be of a certain size, because your God is bigger. Remember who your faith is in. Remember who your faith is in. In a moment, the band might want to even start to come up, because we're going to finish with a song and I'm going to start wrapping up now. But do you know, maybe you're feeling muscle fatigue today. Maybe you've realized that you've been using other muscles to live your life by. We're called to live by faith. Do you know, this morning is about, What if we leaned into our faith muscle a little more? What if? This is what's been going round and round this week. What if? And when I've been saying that over and over, what if we leaned into our faith muscle? Do you know what? What if? I think we'll see nets going down where we didn't see them before. I think we will see miracles happening where it seems illogical and impossible. I think we will see others on their knees, like Peter was. We will see a revelation, people having a revelation of who Jesus is. I believe that if we lean into that muscle, we're going to see mountains moved. We're going to see things uprooted. We will see walls broken down. We will see chains falling off. We will see faith increased. If we just leaned in, just a little bit to our faith muscle. you know what? Each one of us, whatever faith you have, it might be as small as a mustard seed. Do you know what? I reckon Peter's faith was probably even smaller than that at that point. But he leaned into it. And whoa, we've seen what came from that. God, I don't know about you, but I'm just going, yes. I've walked this week literally going, okay, God, I'm going to lean into your faith, my faith muscle for this. I'm going to lean into your faith muscle. Do you know what? I lean into my faith muscle just to stand up here today. I had to lean into my faith muscle to actually have that conversation with someone on the school run to say, I'm going to pray for you over that. Whew, that's leaning into my faith muscle. I've leaned into my faith muscle this week to actually message someone who's not Christian going, I'm praying about this for you and I found this verse for you. Ooh, that's a bit leaning into my faith muscle, isn't it? For someone that doesn't know Jesus and I'm messaging. Do you know what? I'm not even talking about big things, little things, little things. Maybe some of you need to be saying, yeah, at your word, Jesus, I will lay down the nets. At your word, Jesus, this is what I'm going to do because you say so. Doesn't make sense. Do you know what? I always think that's when faith kicks in, when it doesn't make sense. The number of times I go, actually, I haven't got a clue what's going on here, but I'm just going to lean into my faith muscle. In a moment, the band are going to sing, and I've asked them to sing this song. It's called We Believe, and we've sung it at church before, but I think a long time ago. I'm hoping it will be familiar. But it's like a declaration of faith. It's saying we believe in God the Father. We believe in God the Son, in Jesus. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe that he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he's conquered death. We believe in his resurrection. We believe that he's coming back again. Thanks, John. Yes. And you know what? I've asked for us to sing this and we're going to stand and we're going to join in. And I want us just to use this as a declaration of our faith. And almost as we are singing this, as we're saying this, this is us leaning into our faith muscle and going, yeah, God, I believe this. I'm saying, yes, God. Do you know in the room, I know we can't sing, but we still have a voice. You can speak. You can say these words where you are. You can say them as your declaration of we believe. Maybe you might want to stand with me and I'm just going to pray and we're going to sing this song. And you know what? You might want to be going, yes, increase my faith, God. Yes, I want to lean into my faith muscle that little bit more. You might be wanting to say, yes, God, I want to see this uprooted. I want to see mountains moved. Oh, if that's you, just lift your arm up and let's just pray together. And let's just say, yes, God. Father God, we've been reminded today that at the core of us, at the center of us, is our faith. And God, we've been reminded today of who our faith is in, and it's you, Lord. Oh, our faith is in a God who created the heavens and the earth. Our faith is in a God who loves us. Our faith is in a God who sent Jesus to die for us. Our faith is in a God of the impossible. God, our faith is in you this morning. And God, I want to pray for each one of us here in the room and at home watching this live stream or wherever any of us are at, God, whatever faith we have, I pray that we may lean into our faith muscle a little more. Help us to lean into our faith muscle, God, because we want to see you move. We want to see things uprooted. We want to see the miracles. We want to see you move the mountains, God. And we want to see our faith increased. Help us to lean into our faith muscle a little more. Amen. Let's sing this song and let's declare who it is that we believe in. Thanks, Ian.